From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit and wardens with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife served four search warrants to investigate illegal cannabis cultivation in southern Humboldt. Four parcels were investigated during the service of those warrants. One located on the 1000 block of Kim 2 Road in Garberville. Three parcels investigated located in the Rancho Sequoia area. During the service of the warrants, deputies pulled out 6,700 growing marijuana plants. Deputies also seized and destroyed about 384 pounds of processed pot. Deputies seized three firearms, one of which had been reported stolen out of Idaho. There were no arrests made. Coast Central Credit Union announcing that the fall 2018 round of its Dean G. Christensen Community Investment Program is now open. A total of $100,000 is available. That's double the amount in prior rounds to support local groups throughout the Tri-County area. Grant amounts range from $3,000 to $25,000. The giving program was created in 2008. Since then, it's awarded a total of more than $1 million to 100 groups throughout Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Applications can be obtained online at coastccu.org. The deadline is Friday, August 31st. Number of earthquakes, 10 in all, rattling about 100 miles from the northern coast Tuesday morning. U.S. Geological Survey saying the tremors ranged in size from 5.6 down to 2.8. Strongest struck about 120 miles offshore from Brooking. Most of the quakes were about 6 miles in depth. Officials say there is a negligible chance any would spur additional earthquakes closer to shore. A man is dead after a motorcycle crash Monday afternoon. Police say at just before 6 p.m., a Kawasaki driven by 38-year-old Brian Hemphill was traveling eastbound on Bryceland Road east of Ettersburg Junction. For reasons still under investigation, he failed to maintain control of the bike and drifted off the east roadway edge. The bike collided with a tree. Hemphill was found to be wearing a helmet but was pronounced dead at the scene. The collision remains under investigation. It's unknown at this time if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. Well, now's the time to rally yourself and co-workers, perhaps, for the six-week I Walk Challenge. Organized by St. Joseph Health, participants are encouraged to get moving with daily step tracking, motivational newsletters, workout ideas, and local trail suggestions. Team up or participate individually to track your progress, set goals, and create healthy habits. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.